Our Father, we thank you for gathering us here this evening. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would speak through your word, not just to our minds, but into our hearts. And Holy Spirit, come and breathe your life into us as we worship you this night. I pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Psalm 96 said, "Sing to the Lord a new song." As I've mentioned here in the past, that there are two kinds of time in the Bible. There's Cronus time. That's the kind of time that we follow in the calendar. When you looked at your calendar on December 23rd and said, "Wow, Christmas is almost here. I need to get ready." Cronus time moves. It's fleeting. It's made up of important and unimportant events in our lives. Kairos time is different. It's God's time when he chooses to break into Cronus time. When God does that, the world stops. It's a time of awe and wonder as God intervenes in Cronus time, and life on earth is never the same. God acted in Kairos time when Jesus was born into his world, and the world has never been the same. Sing to the Lord a new song. The new song that all creation sang at Jesus' birth contained words from our readings tonight like joy, worship, rejoice, glory, be glad, be jubilant. This new song all creation sings proclaims even the trees and the forest sing for joy. I like to imagine New Brunswick trees doing that because we have more than a couple here, and it must be an amazing chorus of joy. All creation sings and rejoices. Other words for this new song from our readings tonight include the grace of God, salvation, blessing, hope, redemption, good news, a Savior is born, peace on earth, and praise. Kairos time, when God breaks into Cronus time, always creates awe and wonder. And we, as people, try to find words that kind of capture that. We really try hard. But usually music does that far, far better because music speaks to our hearts. The carol Silent Night captures the awe and wonder of that Kairos time perfectly. So we can put that up now. Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. The exuberance of the creation that God's only Son was being born into the world that we heard earlier is hushed as mother and child rest. Have you ever seen a young child or a baby sleeping peacefully? Most of us have. There's such awe and wonder in those moments, especially if they've been cranky all day and they are finally asleep. But it's in those moments that I smile. Silent night, holy night. Shepherds quake at the sight. Glories stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ, the Savior, is born. Christ, the Savior, is born. Now all the Kairos words of awe and wonder in creation's new song come tumbling out in this verse. Shepherds quake at the sight. joy as the shepherds tell Mary and Joseph of the glorious stream from heaven afar. Joy in the heavenly host sing, Alleluia. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill, on whom his favor rests. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born, and nothing will ever be the same again. Sing to the Lord a new song. And the last verse, Silent Night, Holy Night. Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, love's pure light. The writer of Psalm 136 begins his psalm with, Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And then he reminds us over and over and over and over again, his love endures forever. I wonder sometimes if we can take that in. His love endures forever. And Jesus, speaking to Nicodemus in the darkness of night, spoke of love's pure light. You know this verse so well. But what a great night to talk about it. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. At Jesus' birth, this new song of love begins to be sung over you and me. With dawn of redeeming grace. Grace. John wrote in his gospel that from Jesus we have received grace upon grace. God's redeeming grace was given not just as Jesus was born, but by God's grace, the Holy Spirit comes to us one by one and reveals to us that Jesus loves us and that he loved us first. In that revelation, we find he invites us to become his children, children born of God. Often the Holy Spirit patiently nudges us in our daily Cronus journey of life towards Jesus until the Kairos time in our lives, when we, in our own way, surrender our lives to Jesus. And he blesses us with salvation and eternal life. It doesn't need to be a spectacular moment in time. It can be as ordinary or as hard as a baby being born. And when that baby is born, life changes forever. When that Kairos time happens, we are filled with awe and wonder that God loves us, even us. Nothing is the same again. The new song that God began singing in the Old Testament continued to be sung in the New Testament and continues to sing today in the hearts of believers in Jesus Christ. That's why we gather here tonight in Cronus time. We worship our Savior. We remember the Kairos time of his birth into his world. We remember the Kairos time of his birth into our lives, to be filled with awe and wonder at his love and grace poured out into our lives, and to continue to sing the song that Jesus is alive in our hearts. And also by the way that we choose to live our lives for him. Truly, it is a silent night and it is a holy night. So I invite us to stand and we'll sing.